I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 5th. An armed carjacking forced a Quincy school into lockdown yesterday. Police say two people, one with a gun, carjacked a motorist outside the Point Webster Middle School at around 11 a.m. The school was ordered to shelter in place, and police quickly apprehended the suspects, who had forced the driver to take them to an ATM. 28-year-old Pedrona Green and 26-year-old Jordan Adelard, both of Quincy, now facing multiple charges. 200 new trees will be planted at two Quincy parks in memory of the Quincy victims of COVID-19. A new group called 4C Trees is leading the effort to plant those trees this Saturday from 11 to 2 at Passanagesset Park in Broadmeadows, and this Sunday from 11 to 2 at Monroe Park on Pond Street. The city is paying for the trees, and the public is encouraged and welcome to help with the plantings. There are two candidates forums in Quincy this week leading up to the November 2nd municipal elections. The Squantum Community Association will host a school committee candidates night Wednesday at 7 o'clock in person at the First Church of Squantum on Bellevue Road. And the Quincy Climate Action Network will host a virtual candidates night for the city council candidates Thursday night at 7 on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube. Both candidates' nights are open to all. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, October 5th.